1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And here we go, our very first 15-minute morning show podcast from living rooms and kitchens and basements and guest bedrooms. Let's do it.
Yes. It's a 15-minute quarantine show.
It is.
Yeah.
It's still too early for a quarantini, but I wouldn't mind one later today, if you don't mind.
A quarantini.
So here's who's here. It's Danielle and Gandhi. I hear you. I think Froggy's here.
Yeah, right? I am here. I'm planning my meal for my menu for the rest of the day.
Oh, good.
Do you do that? You plan your menu?
Yeah, so we've got some food trucks that are coming through our neighborhood. So they're like letting people, you can pre-order. And so today,
that's awesome.
There's three different food trucks coming. I'm going to order one thing from each food truck because you know what? You have to, right, during this time.
Yeah,
I'm so jealous.
Oh, man.
And you're helping the economy. Also, I think Scary's here.
Yeah, I'm right over here.
Now, is Nate joining us?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey.
So you're in the other room, though. You're not in the same room as Scary,
well,
correct?
Now he's in the room, but he's at the far end of the room at the tip.
I'm a solid Scary. 15 feet from him.
I know, but he was sneezing earlier, and it scared the hell out of everyone.
Yeah, he sneezed. And then I look over, and he's using – you ever see somebody use their entire arm to wipe their nose? That's what's scary.
Oh,
Scary.
No. Okay,
first of all, that's I don't bad need protocol. To be sneeze shamed with my own family.
No, we're snot shaming you.
I
just
the wipe it shame.
Was, I think some dust got in my face.
I don't want to know.
And I don't know whatever it was. But the point is, I've seen that this happened a lot over the weekend. So mm-hmm. I actually went out for a walk on my own. And I was distancing myself on the sidewalk. I was trying to go around people. But I could hear from the other side of the street someone coughing. And I just freaked out immediately. And I'm like, you know what? This person is probably, it could be just a common cold. But now people are getting shamed just for even, now you got to hold it in. Sneezing, coughing, any of it. Runny nose.
But I did the same thing over the weekend. Like, we were doing a lot of bike riding, and whenever I would pass someone, I would quickly turn my face the other direction. I'm like, this is terrible. I'm like, what an awful thing to do to somebody. But you were doing it. It's terrible.
We're all doing it. We're all doing it. It's just, you know, it's the way of life. It's okay. But when someone coughs or sneezes, you're like, oh. If they farted, you'd be like, oh, well, they farted. I don't think I can get it that way.
I've noticed
I don't know.
My breath a lot more. Have you guys been holding your breath a lot
what's
more?
What's that, Nate?
Yeah. Have you guys noticed you've been holding your breath a lot more?
When someone walks by or something?
Like, I'm in the store, and then there's somebody in my purse, like, getting close to that, you know, 6 feet barrier, and I've noticed I've been holding my breath. I don't know if that does anything, but it's just my natural body's reaction when somebody gets close to me is to hold my breath.
And you get nervous. You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get away. Get away.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think that's unusual for any of us to be doing that. We're all doing a lot of things a lot different now. And I bet after this is all over with, we will still do it.
Yeah. But don't you feel like, I don't know about you, when I was out bike riding, people were out and about because it was beautiful this weekend. And it was nice to see somebody from across the way and say, hey, how you doing? And just say hello to people and actually see civilization. Like, that actually made me feel good to see people out and about, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the craziest thing happen the other day. So you guys know I went to The Ohio State University, and I was walking down the street the other day. I ran into a girl from college who I went to school with. And I saw her. At first, I saw her dog. So, of course, I was like, ooh, cute dog. And it came running over. And then I heard Maida. I'm like, wow, in a time of quarantine, I run into someone from college on the street outside my house. It's crazy.
It's like, hi, Maida, can you get away from my dog?
Sorry, the dog was so cute. What's up, Genevieve? It was crazy.
Elvis, I was telling you, all the people in our neighborhood are using sidewalk chalk, but somebody put out a bucket, and on the side of the bucket, it says, draw your own with the sidewalk chalk. I'm like, I'm not touching that sidewalk chalk. I don't know what's on it. I'll go get my own sidewalk chalk. I'm like,
exactly.
No.
Take a piece and don't put it back.
Don't share your chalk. Hey, Danielle, what did you just drop on the floor? There's all these noises going on.
You want to know what just happened? The cat was climbing. Climbing on boxes behind me and knocked them all over. So I gave him a look like, what the hell are you doing? Don't you know we're doing a broadcast over here?
I know. Isn't that funny? It's so weird because when we're in the studio together doing a show, everything is so controlled and everything is in its place. And when you're doing a show from your kitchen or your living room or your basement or your guest bedroom, it's like you have to kind of merge your everyday routine into your work life. And, you know, that's why I've got a refrigerator and a microwave 3 feet from me. It's fabulous. Yeah. I'm never coming back to the station.
Yeah. Wait, this morning, Froggy goes, "What the hell is that noise?" I said, "I think Elvis just started to run his dishwasher." You put the dishes in and you ran your dishwasher.
Yeah, of course. I've got dishes to do.
I have a question.
I've also done loads of laundry. I'm getting all sorts of stuff done here.
Is anybody else so going to dread when we have to go back to work and we can't do it from home and like double time and get stuff done while you're at home and here?
To be honest, no.
Yeah, I like the human interaction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even when we are together, you know, it's going to be so long before we start actually hugging. You know, it's going to be a process. It's going to be kind of crazy.
I was talking to my boyfriend about that because, so you know, the love languages, obviously, my secondary but very close to primary love language is physical touch. So that means I obviously like hugs and kisses and interaction with people a lot. And this is really difficult on me. Like, I don't even have, like we were talking about, a dog or anything that I can snuggle up to. And it's so strange. This is just a strange time.
Well, so here we are. It's only Monday. We have a full week. And I've got to be honest with you, behind the scenes, every day when we have available ability to do our show, it's a gift because there is a struggle every night about someone being quarantined and someone can't make it in. And the fact, and I got to just point out the fact that Scary and Nate and Garrett are coming in every day and they're in our facilities in Manhattan to keep us on the air. We would be dead without you guys. And Scotty B finally got out of his quarantine. We lifted his quarantine because they thought it was a bit over the top. Mm-hmm. And so without them, we'd be crap. We couldn't do it. So thank you guys.
Thanks, guys. Well, I know they can't hear us right now.
I appreciate that. and I'm going to be here as long as I possibly can. You know,
so you and Nate, like Nate, what does it feel like to be in New York City? Because they're saying that this is the epicenter of everything going on in the United States as far as coronavirus.
Nate just ran back into the studio. You want to repeat your question?
Was that Elvis? I'm sorry. I was doing something.
I thought it was a great question. You guys, I was just saying thank you to you guys for being at Master Control, because without you guys there, we couldn't do this every day. And, you know, New York City has been called now the epicenter of the coronavirus in the United States, and you're right in the middle of it. How does it feel coming into work every day and being there?
It's eerie. You don't see nearly as many people as you did 3 weeks ago. Even last week, every day there's been significantly less people.
Yeah.
Even this morning, Skiri and I normally park in a garage where somebody takes your car and they park it for you. And this morning we're like, let's just park it on the street.
Right.
You know,
plenty of spots on the street.
The point is, that was like really, other than seeing each other in the studio, the one point of personal contact that we might have.
Yeah.
And we made a pact, the three of us, Scotty, Scary, and myself, stay away from other people, because if one of us gets sick, the other person's going to get sick. And then we just don't have a show, because it's really kind of emanating out of here. And, you know, it's great that you guys are out of here, but we miss the hell out of you. You know, there's 1,000%. Something about not having you guys here. It's great to see you. It's great to hear you, but I can't wait for this all to get over. And I feel more positive every day that will happen soon.
It's interesting, though. You guys are all working together, but you're in separate rooms, but you have windows, so you can actually see each other.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's different than any other business that would be going through the same thing, I'm sure. So this is... it's just an odd thing. But Scary, I mean, is it a little eerie for you coming into work every day?
Oh, yeah. There was no, I mean, my commute time was chopped in half. There was barely any cars in the tunnel. I take the Holland Tunnel into work every day, and usually it's the nice volume of cars. I barely saw the car in front of me on the way in, and I'm sure it's going to be like that as soon as I leave here to go back home.
Right.
Because everyone was told to stay home, and people are doing the right thing.
But that's a good thing. I love that people are staying home.
I'm kind of relieved to see very few people on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, the same for me. Even driving in this morning, there's normally stoplights. And Danielle, you take the West Side Highway too, and that's a big
part
of New York City and Manhattan. And there's stoplights where you're lined up with 40, 50, 60 other cars. I was the only person at several different stoplights this morning.
Wow. But that's great because that means people are actually listening.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. And then on the other hand, our friend Danielle DeLillo was telling me that she went for a very quick jog on the boardwalk where she lives in Long Island and Long Beach. And she said they were having a Saturday afternoon like any other day of the week. And they were.
Wow.
And she was kind of frightened to see how many people were out and about and not social distancing. So I still think some people are heeding the warning. Others are not. And the quicker we can all do this together, the quicker we'll get out of this and go back to some normalcy.
You know, it is sacrifice, you know, and I think we have been so spoiled living in this country, even through the biggest of challenges. We are still spoiled, and we just don't really understand. A lot of people don't understand the word sacrifice and the application of being sacrificing. You know, you see all these people who are still essential employees, as they're called, but they are the ones who are keeping everything rolling. And the list is like a mile long. I mean, if we mentioned three people, we're leaving out 100 people who are doing things to keep us moving and working and being able to live our lives. And you know what? They're sacrificing by not staying home. They're sacrificing by not keeping a really safe distance from other people. So thank you. You know, it's a blanket thank you. But
what I have to say to that, Elvis, is that if Skiri can do it, anybody can do it. Because
now, what do you mean by that?
I called him up last night just to check in. And I go, how you doing? He goes, bored as fuck.
I'm doing it well. And I am. I'm actually adhering to, you know, to this. My friends from Brooklyn are like, I'm in a group chat with them. And they're like, come on, you know, hey, Skiri, there's no way you're staying in. Tell us what you've been doing to perpetuate the spread. Like, they're like, making, you know, I'm like, you know, guys, I'm like, I really am taking this seriously. And they cannot believe that I'm quarantining. They cannot believe it.
So are you and Robin, your girlfriend, are you getting together at all?
No. She's quarantining from me because of her weakened immune system. Because she's like, I don't know where you've been. So I'm like, I understand. You know, I miss her. I miss her a great deal. But, like, I don't know, you know.
Are you guys having like phone sex or like, are you guys doing any of that?
Yeah, you doing phone sex?
No, we're not.
Talk about it.
Come on, Skier.
You need to come back.
You do on the phone.
And she's another one that had a virtual happy hour with her friends and she didn't invite me.
Maybe they were having phone sex.
I gotta tell you, the other day when I'd been out here at the farm by myself, and like I said, the only living animal or creature I see is like a bird flying by. That's all I've had for a week, right? And so yesterday when Alex arrived, we were both like, okay, so we don't run each, we don't hug, we just like, hi. It doesn't matter. I don't even care if he's on the opposite side of the house, which he is right now. Just knowing he's here is kind of great. But I also know he's leaving. He's going to leave and have to go back to work and stuff. But it's just a wild time for everyone. And we'll get through it. There is an end to this, and people keep forgetting that. Yeah. And just got to get to the end.
Until then, I'm going to order VIP bottle service to my bathroom and put a velvet rope around it.
Hey, there you go. Okay, there you go.
It is a really interesting time, though. Like, you're seeing a lot about people. You're seeing which people that you have in your life are willing to sacrifice for the greater good. And you're seeing the people who aren't. And it's really making me, like I told you guys, kind of reassess. I don't know what I think of you. Is it that serious that you have to go party, that you're willing to put a lot of people in danger? And I find it fascinating. I saw a little meme the other day that said, our grandparents were called to war. We're being called to sit on the couch. We can do this.
Right.
We can do this. Yes. And Danielle, you're in a house full of kids and people running around and animals and stuff. But, I mean, do you guys treat each other a little differently in the confines of your house?
No, because we've been together this whole time. So it's like, you know, we're on top of each other. I mean, Sheldon's been going back and forth to work, but his work has been totally different. Like, cause he's a real estate agent, but they've been doing virtual tours and different stuff. And there's certain things he's allowed to do and not allowed to do. And he has his gloves and his mask and all that stuff. So he's been extra cautious. No, I mean, the kids haven't gone anywhere. They're home. The only thing we do is go outside, ride our bikes, go for jogs, play soccer in the park next door. And then that's really it. And I go to the store and everything, but I'm so cautious for groceries, if we need groceries, if I can't order them online. Because sometimes try to order them online, you used to be able to get them same day. Now it's a week out. You can't get your groceries for a week out. It's insane. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, look, I think we're almost done. And even with the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, Nate's out there jumping up and down.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.